Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up at the 20 after break with a bunch of other news, but right now we're covering the enemy. Who are they? What makes them tick? We're talking about Averill Harriman. He started the first eugenics records office with the founder of IBM, Thomas Watson, here in the U.S. They helped fund Hitler, Stalin, Sutton. Anthony Sutton wrote Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, but they funded the communists as well. And that's what Carol Quigley, who was allowed into the globalist archives, wrote in Tragedy and Hope. He said, look, they fund anything, command and control. They'll fund all the sides. Their enemy, the people. They want to hurt you. They want you dumbed down. They want to hurt you. That's what they're all about, hurting you. And they have all these little pimps go out like Charlie Rose and tell you how loving and liberal they are. It's a total cover. Aaron Dykes, continue.
And we were talking about Averill Harriman in the midst of World War II, while he was a diplomat to Russia, in some of the most tense times of World War II. He was making private negotiations with Stalin behind FDR's back after they set up, admittedly, the Soviets literally shipped over Stalin, Trotsky, and the other guy, Lenin, of course, on the trains and everything. You could see this in Sutton's book.
And that's what was discovered by McCarthy when they shut him down. They wanted to use the commie threat to take liberty, not actually stop the fact that the U.S. Army ran the whole thing.
If you read Anthony Sutton's book on Skull and Bones, Webster Tarpley's unauthorized Bush biography, and this book, Wise Man, you'll pretty much have the pieces put together. Here's a page out of Sutton's book, if you can get the document cam. It's 120 Broadway. That was H.R. Harriman, the father's building. It's got all these Soviet entities, one after another, a lot of Federal Reserve member banks and stuff, Federal Reserve Bank of
America. Oh, yeah, just like China, our tax money and our jobs all go there by design. I mean, these people hate America. They want to get you in a re-education camp so bad. They've been working for it for 100 years.
And just around the corner was, of course, Brown Brothers Harriman, owned and operated by Averill Harriman. He recruited, he's from class of 1913 Skull and Bones. He recruited more than half of the 1917 class of Skull and Bones to work there, most famous of which is Prescott Bush. I forget the year, but Robert Lovett and John J. McCloy, also part of that little
club. And again, you look at the 66 Bilderberg meeting, it's them running the whole thing. These six guys.
So let me read this quote from the Anglophile, talking about the Anglophile Harriman, who married Pamela Churchill Harriman. And she, of course, was married into the Churchill family, then later divorced and remarried Harriman. It says on page 82, soon after she became Harriman's third wife in 71, Pamela Churchill received an odd letter addressing her by a name spelled in hieroglyphics. Oh, that's Bones, Harriman said. I must tell you about that sometime. I can't tell you about that. When Harriman carried secret dispatches between London and Moscow during World War II, he chose the combination on his diplomatic case, the numerals 322, the secret society's number. And that's just a little tidbit.
Which itself is a Lucifer cult on record.
And that's part of the larger history, how they used the Marshall Plan to dominate Europe. They admittedly wanted the OECD and other mechanisms to integrate Europe and partner this Atlantic alliance. And that gets, of course, into the Bilderberg agenda. We just have these documents breaking from 1966. We've been breaking those over the past couple days. And Harriman met with people like Giovanni Agnelli of Fiat, very important figure in the early European coal and steel community.
And now his grandson's at Bilderberg.
And Jean Monnet, who takes credit for setting up the EU and all the rest of it. So you can see it's completely overlaid with this larger agenda. These little Skull and Bones.
Oh, but it doesn't exist. The New York Times said so because you're their enemy. These are enemy transmitter systems. I don't say that figuratively. They hate you. They want to kill you. Most of their minions actually know this. That's why the Army admits they've got re-education camp plans. These people mean business. You think they just want to murder Iraqis? They don't want to stop there or murder Libyans or give Al-Qaeda control of Syria to slaughter all the Christians and Jews. They want you, and they want you now. They want total power. They've hated this country all along. They're getting ready to bring it down. It's us or them. David Rockefeller saying he's God straight ahead. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, in the next segment, Rich, Terry, John, Bev, everybody that's been patiently holding, we're going to get to you, and then the rest of the news. And boy, is there a lot of that. Pre-crime cameras going up around the country and more. Time magazine pushes death agenda, remove feeding tubes from the dying elderly, get a cash bonus. I'm not joking about that. Here is the issue of Time Magazine in my little hands. So that is coming up as well. Aaron Dykes is here. Last week at Bilderberg, we got some documents from a private archive that are marked "Do Not Ever Distribute." We were able to confirm documents from similar caches have been released, and we're able to dig up another document from a speech David Rockefeller gave in 65 that was then transmitted in written form. He was also there as part of the discussion at the 66 Wiesbaden, Germany event. And we were also talking about The Wise Men by Walter Isaacson with Avril Harriman and the rest of them funding Hitler, funding eugenics, funding Stalin. Full spectrum dominance. That's the British model. They learned that from Lord Milner and the Milner Group, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs out of England. This is their stratagem. And their grandsons and daughters are in control today. They're the ones trying to shut down the Amish and people drinking raw milk, paying $20 billion of taxpayer money to move our factories to China. It's on. They want total authoritarianism, and they say in books written by them and by people they let into their own archives, they're doing this like you're an idiot. It's like Helmut Schmidt who was also at this Bilderberg meeting, writing Men in Power as a Political Retrospective. He admits they want a world government, the Bilderberg groups, where they make the decisions. That's a book he published. But these are academic books that might sell 10,000 copies that will never be discussed on the news. I can have ABC News here, Nightline, and say, okay, here's all the – David Rockefeller wrote this book saying world government. Let me show you the page. Here's this one written by Helmut Schmidt. I don't need to see that. I'm sure they meant another world government than what you mean. See – remember, the New York Times says Bilderberg doesn't exist. And you're like, well, Alex, we know it exists. The general public doesn't because they're watching TV. They still are in a trance. They have no idea. Okay, we've got document cams of all these different books right here. Aaron, continue and get into the Rockefeller-Bilderberg documents.
Yeah, so we're talking about the wise men. First of all, a totally arrogant name to sell the public and even presidents themselves on the idea that these are the smartest guys in the room. They're not. They're just some of the most treasonous and well-connected and well-financed in the room.
They're triple agents, but they're really just agents of evil.
Yeah, it's true. And they talk about the New World Order in here in those terms. The other autobiography that I haven't got to read yet, but I have a copy, is Dean Acheson, one of the wise men. His book is Present at Creation. Creation of what? Of the New World Order. They were admittedly carving up the world at the end of World War II, cut a deal with the Soviets that was always a fake threat. Harriman, again, was the individual most closely connected with Stalin. His father helped set up the whole Soviet regime. Now, the authors themselves of the book, The Wise Men, Evan Thomas, has been a managing editor at Newsweek. He worked for Time magazine. And Walter Isaacson's even more connected. He is a Rhodes Scholar. He's the current president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. He's been chairman and CEO of CNN and also managing editor for Time.
And that's why every message in there is written to sell you, kill your grandmother, kill your father, vaccinate your kids, kill babies up to age 3, world government's good, have sex young, use drugs, Prozac ads. It is all total survival of the fittest, decisions been made to dumb us down ahead of mass killing. It's just a cold-blooded decision. And they admit all this, too. But, I mean, this is not liberal or conservative. This is hardcore assault. You need to understand that.
Yeah, and we broke and have talked about the details of this 1966 Bilderberg data dump leaked documents, and they describe how NATO was used to integrate Europe and create the Atlantic Alliance. They also talk about the world economic development of industrial and developed, and that gets into this Rockefeller speech because they had Walter Reuther of the United Auto Workers. They had the International Bank.
They're selling out the unions while acting like the opposition. We have a new Rockefeller document that's public. That's saying a bioweapon will be used to bring us to our knees and take our liberties.
Right. But they're discussing how to use the so-called Maynard Keynes socialist competitive advantage to steer and dictate who gets to manufacture what across the world, quotas, price, wage board, as they discussed at the 66 meeting, all of it with all these world government bodies. Now,
managed economies.
Exactly. It's managed economies.
But not for productivity, for post-industrial. A neo-feudalistic fascist system.
Well, that's what I'm getting into in part because we have the documents from only 3 years ahead of this in 1969 where the Rockefeller family acolyte Dr. Richard Day of Planned Parenthood talked about how they were going to deindustrialize, how we wouldn't be able to decide what we produce anymore, even in the United States and especially in other countries around the world. With that as a preface, here's another document from 66 we didn't talk about yet. It was sent out from Joseph E. Johnson. He's the Carnegie Endowment International Peace Head and the top Bilderberger for the U.S. He enclosed this letter, sent it out to participants ahead of the 66 meeting. It's a speech from 65 by David Rockefeller. He says it was a speech from the International Industrial Conference in San Francisco in September 1965 and seems relevant to the second item of the agenda, which, again, was the world economic development for industrial and developed countries.
And that means eugenics, blocking development and sterilizing people.
And so it's a speech from David Rockefeller while he was president of the Chase Manhattan Bank that his family owns and operates from the beginning. It went through different names over the years. That's not the point. It's called The Aspirations of Mankind in a Troubled World. It gets right into the overpopulation problem, gets right into the food crisis, gets right into how they're going to develop and steer development and plan it all. And through, 13 pages of this speech, it builds and builds about how great they are and how they deserve to plan things and comes to this punchline. Yet, however, each of us may interpret it, I think we can all find meaning and value in one simple phrase, which to me sounds like the keynote of our common purpose. What we are is God's gift to man, David Rockefeller says. What we become is man's gift to God. That is the height of arrogance, Alex.
Let me see it. And again, look at this. I'm going to show folks a document cam of this. Okay? This is out of the same archive our other documents are from.
And of course,
look at this. Look at this.
For those who are new to Bilderberg, David Rockefeller's been there from the very first meeting. He was one of the founding members. He tried to keep himself quiet even within that group, but he attended every year except maybe a year here and there for health reasons or something. He's absolutely 100% Bilderberg. He admittedly founded the Trilateral Commission. His family gave the land grants for the United Nations. They helped set up the Council on Foreign Relations, Alex.
And now they're giving gifts to God. We are is God's gift to man.
That would be arrogant enough, but now they're man's gift to God.
Well, it's all about them becoming God. That's what Prometheus is about. That's what all of this is about. And remember, these are just the super high-level front men of the Dutch and British, really Transylvanian royalty, the Rothschilds and others. And it is a hyper-dominance. They don't care about what the general public thinks of them. They want to be hidden. But in their own circles, they are obsessed with how great they are. They are obsessed with how wondrous they are. And that's basically all they talk about. And when they talk about, you know, their noble goals, their noble goals are what Plato talked about, reducing the world's population.
And who would want to be festooned with ribbons and sashes and buttons? It's one thing if you're like an Olympic athlete and you work at one sport your whole life and finally win. These people don't do anything. They get honorary degrees and medals of merit from foreign countries.
No, they developed in the Middle Ages systems of manipulation and control, and they're in control today. And they look at the unwashed masses and say, kill us. When their psych warfare programs are all designed to turn people into these jellyfish.
It's really sick.
I mean, it would be bad enough if they wanted to wipe people out because they were scum jellyfish. But to do everything you can to disease and poison and dumb down and short circuit and stunt people and then talk about killing them. And then don't just go in and kill everybody in Africa, Latin America, or Asia. They had bioweapons. They admit in the 50s that could do that. Race specifics. They've now declassified. Instead of just killing them, which is bad enough, they say in the Royal Commission in 49, well, we could just industrialize them, but that would make them free and smart and intelligent and would rival us later. So we'll just shut down their development and let them have a whole bunch of kids, and then we'll just kill those later. I mean, it's just like the truth is they just like killing people. They're just devils, man. They are devils. I mean, they got programs worldwide where they grab people's kids for no reason and put them on 7-second trubits and screw them up, where they take troops in every country and kill them in nerve gas and bioweapon tests. And it's really just a big army of killers who like playing God and killing people. I mean, that's really what they are. And they talk about how laudable and how great they are, but you read about their individual lives, killing their wives, hurting their kids committing suicide, their hellish lives, all their weirdnesses, their mental illnesses. And it goes back to the fact that they are American aristocracy with European aristocracy who've been interbreeding with traits of aggression and dominance and high intelligence. But look at their own eugenics, boys out there watching. Look at you guys. You had culture developed through thousands of years of syphilitic brain injuries. So that creates megalomania. You've got the interbreeding of highly dominant, aggressive breeds of people, which then goes into total psychopathic worldviews. You people are a breed of sick freaks. You are not meant to carry the torch of humanity forward. Okay? And I know everything you're moving towards is a self-destruct mass exterminism. Look, just kill yourselves. Stop talking about killing us all day. We can handle it, okay? We'll go to the stars. You think you're going to merge with the robots and become gods just like you all interbred and created all those monstrosities? Aaron, the closing comments.
It's true. And just take Avril Harriman. His father, H.R. Harriman, was nouveau riche, monopolist with the railroads. Do you really think he came out of nowhere? No, his mother's side is from the Whitney family, one of the oldest and most rotten American establishment family, which, of course, goes back to British aristocracy.
Well, look at how they're marrying into the Churchill. Yep. And of course, who else married? Eisenhower's folks married into Churchill bloodlines. And Churchill's direct royalty, what's it, the Duke of Marlborough, I mean, the whole group. It's a bunch of... Your whole cosmology was formed in syphilitic inbred rages. Kill yourselves. You're the problem. New World Order.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
for the man
when the man comes around.
You know, that's the thing. We got a really bad group of people in charge. I mean, they're all over Time Magazine, Newsweek saying, kill your parents.
Stand up.
I'll cover that before the show ends. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Appreciate you holding while Aaron was on. Rich in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking a call. And you're not going to believe how coincidental this is. I'm seated about 15 minutes outside of Harriman State Park.
Wow.
Oh, you're going to love this. I'd like to disclose a hidden conference center that Mr. Harriman has had up at inside of Harriman State Park. It's called the Arden Valley Conference Center. A friend of mine that belongs, believe it or not, I'm part of the clergy unresponse team. Part of my my group, and by the way, I use your stuff in my services. But he snuck in a suit and a tie, climbed over a chain link fence, and went inside of the Harriman compound up at Arden Valley Conference Center. This is a hidden conference center for the globalists. Well, he got caught by the guards, but he suspected he would be, and he was brought into the conference center area. And he was astounded to find out that there was a throne room inside the conference center. So I asked him, I said, was there a checkerboard floor on the floor? He said, yeah, how did you know that? I said, well, that's Masonic. And he went on to describe that inside of the throne room, there was a throne. And there were pictures of our American presidents. And over the top of these presidents were pictures of knights from Europe. Okay, now this leads into something else, and that is the murder of my partner, Sonny Hsu, a Taiwanese gentleman who had discovered a group of judges in the state of New York stealing people's properties. This, I believe, is part of Agenda 121. They got my uncle's property, Charles Maxwell, in Nassau County. But this is going on all across the country. But the Arden Valley Conference Center belongs to Columbia University. And there's a book out a long time ago by a guy named Jim Kick. I believe it was Alternative 3. But he starts to describe the Harriman idea for eugenics. And Harriman's grave is located on that Harriman State Park. Not far from there is a place called Tuxedo, New York. It was called Tuxedo, New York, because all of the elitists would arrive on the railroad cars up to Tuxedo, New York, where there's one of the first gated communities in the world at Tuxedo Park. They have their own Masonic stuff up there. And if you had the correct pin from the railroad, you could travel all over the United States on the railroad with the correct pin, a lapel pin. So I just figured your group would be interested to know about this. Now, part of what I believe is happening, and you don't have to believe me for a second, but your group is part of the emerging body of the Christ. And we have something they don't have, and that is the power of the Christ. And they don't understand it. They haven't seen it yet. But as it was said of the Christ when his disciples met with him, that they were all together in one accord, in one place. And they were given power against unclean spirits. That's developing through your group.
I know this. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. And that's a good way to describe these globalists, is unclean. They are just nasty. And anything nasty and horrible, that's what comes out of them. They've always got excuses on the surface for why they're doing it. But when you get down to the bottom of it, they're a bunch of creepy, old, weird people. As for Masons, that's a more complex issue because George Washington was a Mason, a lot of them were, and he was a great guy. But they use the Masonic envelope or, you know, the Masonic organization as a kind of like after a crustacean dies, a crab comes along and uses its shell as a house. That's pretty much what we're talking about here. And I'm not absolving, you know, Masons of all sorts of chicanery throughout time. That's what happens in any organization. The point is that George Washington wrote before he died of the Illuminati. His letters are at the National Archives. You can look them online. Taking over Masonry. And there's no doubt people like Avril Harriman are of the devil, skull and bones, all of it, is the enemy of humanity.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Everybody knows a little history. We know that in olden times, most people were slaves. We know that elites were into a lot of really weird things. Most of the time, human sacrifice. Well, in the year 2012, things are no different. They're just more sophisticated. And in many cases, more hidden. And when you can say what you want about Christians, a lot of them ended up replacing old activities with new that were very similar. But it was Christians who got rid of human sacrifice, slavery, things like that. But then some Christians would say, well, these people are cursed. They deserve to be slaves. But the point is the general march of Christianity reversing much of that. And that's why the system attacks Christianity, because this New World Order, if it's anything, is anti-Christian. I don't mean the little glitter bug down the street, you know, the TV evangelist. I'm talking about do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Ideas like that. This survival of the fittest, this social Darwinistic view, this agenda, again, everything you look at on mainline TV, almost everything you see in mainline print, Time Magazine, Newsweek, has a overt and a covert message at different layers. And if you really start looking at it, it's all hidden in plain view. Very hateful, very dark, in your face, negative, poisonous, bad. Because the system knows smart, upstanding, strong, conscious, cogent, clear-thinking people are evil like they are. Most people have inherent problems, but overall want to be good. And if you are empowered and informed and educated about the secrets and the mysteries of life in the world, you will choose to try to help others. The globalists cannot have that. They need a big, culturally drunk and dumbed down group of varlets and knaves that they can just move forward against with their program. And you analyze the globalist program. It is one-child policies globally. It is sterilization of the poor. It is medical tyranny, centralized eugenics, Agenda 21, environmental inspections, the end of the family farm, the end of parenthood as we know it. It is a very, very nasty system. It is not something that's fun. And all I do is read their public statements of how they're putting this in the vaccines and that in the water and how they're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, mixing the jet fuel on us, and it's making soils not be able to grow plants anymore. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum dioxide and barium-resistant crops. It's just global salting of the earth. What will they think of next? I mean, look at this article by Paul Joseph Watson right now. Just went up at InfoWars.com. Carnegie Institute calls for spraying aerosols to block the sun. Global warming solution is already being done through chemtrails. And you've got the White House science czar admitting for at least 18 years, within a year, I guess it's 17, of the guy getting the, Nobel Prize in science for it. Was it 91 or 92? They were already doing the test. He said, spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts, change the weather, darken the sky, and then now NASA reports the Earth is more than 20% darker. In fact, guys, type that in. Just type in if you have time. We're a skeleton crew today. They're doing a great job. NASA says Earth, I said 21%. It's like 30% last time I checked, darker. And again, the average company doesn't know. It's just mandated now to mix these in with the jet fuel. Then it's aerosolized out, and the Earth is 20-plus percent darker. Again, it's all about playing God. There's London Guardian. Earth is 20% darker, say experts. Yeah, that's 2003. It's now 30, I think, 2% or something. Continuing, it's specifically NASA says it's contrails. And again, the New Scientist is reporting on Carnegie. And again, Carnegie, total eugenics. I mean, you want to wonder why there's fluoride in your water? You want to know why breast cancer is up 2,000 plus percent? You want to know why? I mean, every murderous gift they've given us. These people are just pit of hell evil. Pit of hell. And anything they want, you've got to be against. By the way, they want open borders. By the way, they want to restrict your Second Amendment. By the way, they want Agenda 21. They want carbon taxes. They want sex education, which is really eugenics education. They want to screw up innocence. They hate beauty. Go see the art they're into. I've done a study of that. I mean, the nastier, the more they like it. Demonization is, there is no amount of demonization that would come close to who they are. Understand that? Oh, man. Paul posts some of the most powerful stories he does in the afternoon. Everybody's got to visit InfoWars.com in the afternoon. Everybody comes in the morning and then up till showtime. That's when we get like half our traffic in a four-hour period when most of the news goes up in the afternoon and at night. Look at this. Carnegie Institute calls for spraying aerosols to block the sun. Here's another one. Again, scientific study links antidepressants in drinking water to autism. Oh, they're killing us, something fierce. Man, they're killing us. Man, they're killing us. And of course they are. Remember last year, the case for killing Granny, Newsweek, a plug pulled out of the wall. Guys, do we have the Bill Gates clip springing that on you? Bill Gates, Ted Turner, all of them have said, Don't give old people treatment. That'll make money for other people. They know full well how the economy really works. This is the only industry we've got taking care of old people. The more heroic care, the better, as long as it's not government, which then bankrupts, as long as it's their money. And if the government isn't chasing it, it will actually make the price low. The economists know that. They know when they raise taxes, it makes less money come in because it stalls the economy. They know all this. They want to consolidate it. They want control. That's what they're after. But they put the idea out there, we don't give this old lady 1 year of end-of-care health. You let us mandate with a death panel where the doctors can't do what they want. Now the insurance companies practice medicine, the ones that wrote the socialist health care plan, because it's not socialist, it's fascist. And anything socialist gets turned to the elites. The big rich guys always want big government programs because they can control the economy. That's so simple. And that's what people like Webster Tarpley never get. He's got the history. He's got the eugenics. He's got it all down. But he doesn't understand that they want the big government to control you in the first phase. Then they come in with a fake libertarian consolidation and privatize the government, but just give government power and taxation to the private corporations to then cut the services. But raise even more money. See, it's not left or right. It's full spectrum dominance. And people purposefully will not engage in the sophisticated thinking because it's too comfortable to be in the paradigm there. And I mean, you cannot deny the banksters have always funded communism. You cannot deny that all of this has gone on. Why would the richest men in the world want communism? Because it shuts you down. That's why. You're not exempt from Obamacare, but 2,000-plus big companies are. Your little city-owned power plant isn't exempt, but General Electric is. Your tax money used to ship the biggest new factories we had, General Motors, to China and to Brazil and to Mexico. Not to help those people, but to make sure Americans didn't get jobs. That's our re-education. This is our re-education. I ought to have a film called The Re-Education of America and just go through all the things the globalists have done to us, what how they've wrecked everything. And then after they chop our legs off, go, hey, we're the government. We got some crutches for you. The hardest thing to deal with is the poisoning of the children. All right, let me just, we've got one of the clips here. Here's a clip of Bill Gates, whose dad's a top eugenicist, heads up Planned Parenthood, and worked for the Rockefellers and Carnegie. A total fake company, total government front, just like Google, just like Facebook. I told you now, it's all admitted. It's totally fake. Doesn't run anything, totally fake. IBM runs it all. Here it is.
That's a trade-off society's making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well, that's
making
an interesting thing you just said. Which is
all right, that's good.
The last.
We didn't do that on purpose. Whatever clip we have, our computer's playing it slow. So just the way it is. Got to have a perfect score with computer screw-ups. Now, but notice in real life, he does talk slow, though. And he talks to you like you're an idiot. There's another clip where he's actually addressing teachers, and they clap when he gives that line. And we couldn't dig that up this morning. This is the type of garbage we're dealing with. And then there's this new article out of Time Magazine, How to Die, What I Learned from My Last Days of My Mom and Dad. And when I saw the article this morning at Infowars.com by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, you know, he said, it's trendy to kill your parents off, didn't you know? And he said that they talk about giving bonuses to doctors and nurses that kill people. The quicker they kill them, the bigger the bonus. And I thought, okay, I'm sure Mike's telling the truth, but let me read this for myself. So before I got to the office today, I had the crew go out, because I stopped the store, they didn't have it, and grab me a copy. And it's on page 18 of the June 11th, 2012 edition. It's out a few days before the 11th. Okay, here it is. And if you look, it's got a photo of his mother and his dad. And how beautiful they were, young, but how bad they were and troublesome and ugly and evil when they were old. And how, well, thank God he ran into some really cool doctors that know how to get rid of people quickly. When my parents died serenely with dignity, when you are a death panel, that is the very best you can hope for. So the psych warfare is the best you can hope for is a death panel. And they go into, I approved a do not resuscitate order for dad. It was becoming clear to me that the gentlest possible way, these Gessler doctors did not mess around. And the article just goes on. And folks, he sits here and, again, makes it sexy and admits that the doctors were making money off of him. And, you know, there's a grain of truth there. But the point is, the state wants to decide when to kill you and is already doing on people that are wards of the state. The Wall Street Journal's done more than 20 parts with Wesley Smith on this, where they kill people who are paralyzed and begging for food and water. And the state says, we've decided, the bioethicist board, that your life's not worth living, and they kill you by dehydration, a horrible form of torture, calling it. But since they didn't inject you with something, it somehow is better because they didn't. They withheld water and killed you. It's how serial killers kill people. You know, I'm going to put you in the cage now and come back in a few weeks. Bye-bye. And people hear this and think, oh, this can't be happening. So I can open the phones up right now. I can cover news articles right now where they're like, well, Mr. Such and Such did beg for water for 2 weeks before dying. But, you know, he was a ward of the state and he was costing money. And the average socialist thinks, well, there it's a collective money. There's only so much. I need mine. They artificially make you dependent, and then, well, you're eating unhealthy food. There should be a tax because we're all having to pay for it. Yeah, we are not going to let you have a 16-ounce drink, but you can have aspartame. You can have GMO. You can have Monsanto. You can have monosodium glutamate. You can have all these things that are really killing us. But now we've got to monitor everybody and what you're eating and doing because we're in a collectivist system. We're all guilty. And the way he talks about his parents in here, man, I tell you what, wow. You know, your parents took care of you. I could see if your parents were really mean to you, letting them go to a nursing home to die of bed sores and die. I would still not do it. It's very immoral. But I understand the way the system's set up. It's painful to see old people in pain. You go visit them, you know, once a week, and then it's once a month, and then it's every 6 months. I used to visit my grandparents every week, and then I would visit my grandfather every week or two in the hospital, in the nursing home, and then they moved him out about 70 miles away, and I'd come visit him every couple months, and he would beg and cry for me not to leave, and so it was so painful when he would beg and cry for me not to leave that I didn't come back as often because it was so painful, the begging and the crying. Now, that was a long time ago, but I'm still guilty of this to a degree. But he was well taken care of, and we had family out there where he lived who did visit him every day. But the point is, I will take care of my parents, and I'm not going to let the state kill them. And that is what these death panels are, and that's what they're setting up. And in books written by people like Tom Daschle, they say, if you're above 65, you're not getting eye surgery. Well, that's when you need it. Or if you've got a knee problem, just get a cane. And notice, your taxes go up, and right when you get the socialist health care, you're told you're not going to get the health care now because they don't want you to get what you paid into. Okay? And while they tell you all the services are bankrupting things, they're the ones that bankrupted it. They're the ones that made you dependent. They're the ones that took the biggest, cheapest medical system in the world, where doctors were told to give one-third of their care as charity. And as soon as government got involved, it wrecked it, and it wrecks it everywhere. I mean, I watch Parliament on C-SPAN. I've seen them admit you wait 18 months to get any type of surgery, including brain surgery in England, and you die. I know about Canada. I know about all this. And I know that Paul Watson couldn't get in for a month to see a doctor, and they gave him a pack of, like, you know, aspirin and things when he went in with a chest cold he couldn't get rid of. And they wouldn't let him go see a private doctor. The government has to let you go see a private physician. But you better believe that big, fat, ugly, and I mean spiritually fat and ugly, New World Order goblin, Queen Elizabeth, has scores of private physicians. This is the joke. And you've got all these people out here who worship big government and think it's going to give them something free. The poor, gullible, ignorant people that can barely talk, black, white, you name it, that would get up and cry when Obama was president-elect and say, thank you, Mr. President, I'm going to get a free house and a free car now. And they'd start crying, and Obama would say, yes, you're going to get one. And they would sit there and literally fall down on their knees and pass out sometimes. You saw it. And he was sitting there, a cold-blooded con artist, reading off a teleprompter, knowing full well they're not going to get jack squat. And I see these people with their Obama stickers on their cars. Hadn't seen a Mitt Romney yet. And you Republicans think Mitt Romney is going to... I mean, these people are birdcage liners. I'm talking about the bird, not the new liner you put in every couple days. I mean, I don't know why that's so sophisticated. A couple final calls straight ahead. Some more news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you're wondering who's going to defeat the globalists while they run around poisoning the food, the water, setting up world government, funding Al-Qaeda, launching drones against us, look in the mirror. This world is so full of good people. I won't miss you. This world is so full of beauty and honor, and good people are just blind to evil and are gullible. And it's just time to wake up to the fact that we got a bunch of really bad people running stuff, telling us killing our parents is good. killing kids up to age 3 is good. Abortions are good. GMOs good. The West, other countries have just a bunch of murderers running them and thugs. But here, there's no doubt we've got eugenicists running things who just absolutely get off on poisoning our food and water. These cowards sit there attacking us. The average professor, I've now learned, knows this and thinks it's cute and funny. There's actually more people than I thought that actually know this, I'm now discovering, and get off on the fact that they're in on it. It's like their most valuable possession. I just want to bring these people to justice, too. I mean, I really just want them to stop. I want them to stop. And I'm sorry reality's so hardcore, but wishing it away won't make it go away. Terry and then Bev, at least. Terry, you're on the air. And we got Dan on XM166. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener. Just wanted to call and tell you that I live up northern Illinois. We went down to central Illinois. Got three questions real quick because I know you ain't got much time. But anyway, there was 5 Black Hawk helicopters. No mistake, you had 2 Cobra helicopters and a Chinook. And they just came out of nowhere and disappeared out of nowhere. Freaked us out pretty bad. The second thing I want to talk about.
If you live around here, that happens every day. There's military everywhere. But it is all part of the acclimation. A giant force, as the Rockefellers say in their new report, to be brought home against us. So you pay for it. They're going to take all the property, folks. Just get ready. Go ahead.
I understand. The other thing is that the reason why I see, you know, I had a friend that was, ex-Mason and stuff, or as a Mason, and I just had broke away from him. But dude, the fact is not just because he was, it's what he worshipped. You know, the Statue of Liberty and stuff represents Lucifer. And these people are Luciferians big time all around. They're trying to abolish God's name on earth, and that's impossible odds for that to happen. The other thing I was going to say is start another money bomb, and we're going to keep funding you and building this bigger and bigger. We're going to fight these guys, fight them to the end. They've got me so angry and stuff, and yes, I do care for the kids. I do care for what you did, and pop those champagne glasses. You deserve it, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't pop any champagne last night. I meant that figuratively, but we did have a big victory against Bilderberg. It's just their conspiracy against humanity is so public. That's what frustrates me. I appreciate your points. Bevan, Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And yes, we did contact our governor's office, and they didn't want to talk about it.
They didn't want to talk about what?
Mitt Daniels attending the Bilderberg meeting.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Mr. Conservative, yeah.
Right. My quick question or comment would be is just something we're always looking for things to do. My comment would be this. If both the Democratic and the Republican parties are backing candidates who have attended an illegal meeting under the Logan Law, can't we bring someone else to support someone who's violated the law?
Yes, and I mean, Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 whenever he became the head of the UN Security Council. They violate the law when they launch wars without Congress. They violate the law when they spy on us without warrants. That's what a tyranny is a lawless, predatory group of criminals running wild. And that's what's scary. They get away with, look, the Army admits those re-education camp documents we got were real. The Army responded and said, yeah, we got re-education camps, but that's classified. You shouldn't have that. I mean, they want to put us in re-education camps. The government's gone. The government is criminal. Anything else, Bev? God bless you. Go ahead. I heard her there. I heard her come back up there and try to talk to me. We'll just continue to fight on, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN.